great pleasure and honor that I welcome the Orangevale Girls Chorus as they present a mini concert for today's worship and message in music. I also want to welcome the families from Orangevale Adventist School today who are visiting. Orangevale Adventist School holds a very special place in my heart. My daughter Abigail is an alumna, and my son Aiden, who gave the sermon last week, is currently a junior high student over there. A bit over 10 years ago, I remember seeing the girls' chorus up here performing at Sac Central and thought, what a wonderful group of girls. Maybe Abigail can join them one day. Shortly after that, I found out that Pastor Mike's grandson, Jack, was attending Orangevale, so I reached out to Debbie, Pastor Mike's daughter, about the school. So Alvin and I visited, and immediately we knew that it was the answer, God's answer to our prayers. We transferred Abigail out of public school and was also able to enroll Aiden at the preschool that they have on campus. Abigail was doing well at the public school, but we believe that having God in our kids' school lives, especially during their childhood years, is imperative. Driving 140 miles each day from Elk Grove back and forth is completely worth it, knowing that Orangevale School puts Jesus above all else. All the faculty and staff care so much about every child and know each one by name, where being humble, polite, and kind is highly encouraged no matter what, and where not only high academic standards are taught, but also where students learn how to be great thinkers and develop Christ-like characters. It is not every day that my two worlds come together like this. So thank you to the pastoral staff for today's opportunity. Sac Central Church and Orangevale Adventist School, both being strong pillars in the Adventist community. Brad Davis, our school principal, and also Girls Chorus director, said to me, "We are a Seventh-day Adventist school that promotes staying close to Jesus until he comes." And now, before the girls come back out to sing, they would like to share a quick video for a glimpse of what school life is like at Orangevale Adventist School. Thank you.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say.
Your majesty, to be still and know
at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Carry your candle, run to the darkness. is okay and all some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame.
Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the
him in the temple, talking with the elders, who marveled at his wisdom. By the seaside,
amen.
Talking with the fishermen,
amen.
And making them disciples,
amen.
See him on the hillside,
amen.
Reaching to the people,
amen.
And healing all the sick ones. Garden,
amen.
Praying to his Father,
amen.
In deepest sorrow,
amen. Amen. Amen.
See him at Golgotha,
amen.
Bearing our transgressions,
amen.
In bitter agony. To save us,
amen.
Then he rose victorious,
amen.
Now he lives forever,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Messiah, name above all.
I believe in faithfulness. I believe in giving of myself to someone else. I believe in peace and love. I believe in honesty and trust, but it's not enough. For all that I may give will never change the way it is unless I believe Jesus lives.
Thank you. Were you guys blessed? Amen. Glory to God in the highest. And on behalf of Sac Central Seventh-day Adventist Church, we would like to express our appreciation and our gratitude for Mr. Davis playing the piano. Wasn't he talented? I didn't know he could play piano. This is the first time I heard him play piano, and he also plays guitar at school. Mr. Davis is the principal of Orangeville Adventist School, and also we'd like to appreciate the Orangeville Girls Chorus and Aiden. He sang one song with them. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for being with us here today. I don't have that much time, but I'll be doing a little mini sermonette. And I also like to acknowledge the parents of these young ladies and one gentleman for the time, care, and countless resources that you have poured out into their education. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to attend their Thursday morning Bible studies. Every Thursday we meet around 10 a.m. To talk about different things of the Bible. And that's also for the 7th and 8th graders. And also yesterday, it was a blessing to join them as well in their chapel services on Friday mornings. It was a blessing to see everyone there. And I just have to say, it was such a blessing to hear them. Wouldn't you agree? Amen. Amen. Well, before we begin the message, why don't we pause for a quick word of prayer? Let's bow our heads. Loving Father in heaven, we pause to thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, that we can have this opportunity to worship you in freedom, in spirit, and in truth. And Father, as we dive into your word this morning, we ask, Lord, for your presence to bless us. We ask for your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom from on high, to tailor make this message to each and every individual here today and those who are watching online as well. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, that you would hide me behind the cross. May Jesus be lifted up this morning. May Jesus be glorified. May Jesus be honored. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to begin with a short testimony. This happened back in 2021 when I was living in the Philippines with my wife. And I stayed at my in-laws' home for several weeks. And I remember clearly one Saturday night, just as I was about to fall asleep, suddenly I heard our neighbor singing karaoke. And it was loud and clear. And for those of us who've never been to the Philippines, you should know that everybody in the Philippines love to sing karaoke, right? And everybody and anybody, well, everybody, they have a karaoke machine in their house. And the song that was being sung was a song entitled, "My Heart Will Go On." Is anybody familiar with that song? If you don't know that song, you know it was made famous by the movie Titanic. And let's just say it made for a short night of sleep for me and my wife. Now, one thing I generally appreciate about the Philippines is how much people love music. You see, singing is joyful, expressive, and everywhere. And there's something interesting that started to happen inside of me. As the days went by, I noticed that the song started to replay over and over again in my mind. Has anybody had that happen to you before? While I was driving to church and while I was sitting in Sabbath school, while I was in service, in divine service, that melody kept coming back again and again. And I remember thinking to myself, why is this song stuck in my head? Have you ever asked that question before? I hope none of us came to church this morning with a song in your head that is secular. Then the biblical principle came to mind, and that is this: by beholding, we become changed. what we repeatedly listen to has a way of settling into our hearts. So the question I want to ask you guys this morning is, what song are you keeping in your heart today? Let me ask you that question again. What song are you keeping in your heart today? What are we beholding when it comes to music? And is it shaping us for the better or shaping us for the worse? This morning, I want to share three reasons why Christian music is so important in the life of a believer. How many reasons, everyone? Three reasons. I've entitled this message, Keep a Song in My Heart. The first reason Christian music is important is because it guards our minds. It guards our what, everyone? It guards our minds. And one of the simplest ways to live out that counsel is through the music we consistently listen to. You see, the Bible tells us in Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You see, the reality is, brothers and sisters, that music sticks. Whether you've heard it in passing while listening to the radio last week or while scrolling through videos on social media yesterday, or a song you used to sing years in the past, years ago, it has a remarkable way of staying with you. You see, friends, we may forget announcements from the previous Sabbath. We may forget details from the week, but songs have a way of replaying in our heads. And when Christ-centered music fills our minds and our hearts, it pushes out anxious thoughts. It replaces distracting noises, and it keeps our eyes focused on our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So imagine what happens when we intentionally fill our minds with songs that honor Christ. You see, friends, not only does music guard the minds, but point number two, Christian music lifts the heart. What does it lift, everyone? It lifts our heart. It doesn't just guard our minds, but it lifts our hearts. Music doesn't shape what we think. It affects how we feel. In the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the story of David and him playing his harp, but it says here, 1 Samuel 16:23, it says here, and it happened, whenever the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, David would take a what, everyone? A harp, and he would play it with his hands. So Saul would become refreshed and well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. When David played the harp, friends, Saul found relief and was refreshed. And God used music as a tool of emotional and spiritual healing. How many of us want emotional and spiritual healing this morning? You see, students feel pressure from homework and from parents sometimes. Families carry burdens. Leaders experience stress. And even pastors have difficult weeks. But God, in his wisdom, gave us music as a gift to listen and to lift the discouraged heart. There was a man by the name of Horatio G. Spafford. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this name before. But Horatio was a Christian man who faced many sorrows. And in fact, in 1873, while traveling to England, his wife Anna and their four daughters were on a ship that tragically sank. But Anna, the wife, had survived. But all four daughters had died. When Anna was rescued, she sent a telegram to Horatio. We didn't have text message back then. But she sent a telegram to Horatio saying, saved alone, what shall I do? Saved alone, what shall I do? When Horatio received the news, he was heartbroken. On his way to meet Anna on a ship passing the exact spot where his children had drowned, he wrote a poem expressing his grief and trust in God. And he penned, this is his words, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot," you guys know the song, "thou hast taught me to say," what is it, everyone? It is well with my soul. These words became the famous hymn entitled, "It is well with my soul." And even in unimaginable loss, Horatio's song reminds us that God's peace can comfort our hearts, that it is by design God uses music to minister to our souls. Can you say amen? And this is why I love the Pathfinder Law. You see, many of our young people know it well, and one line beautifully captures what we're talking about today, which is my sermon title, and that is, "Keep a song in my heart." Amen? Now, there is one more powerful lesson I would like to share before I close. Point number three, Christian music prepares us for victory. What does it do? It prepares us for what, everyone? It prepares us for victory. We're going to be looking at the Song of Moses. You see, in Exodus chapter 15, after God delivered Israel from the Red Sea, Moses and the children of Israel burst into song and praise unto God. And that song is entitled the Song of Moses. You can look it up in Exodus chapter 15 read their story. But their music celebrated God's power, God's faithfulness, and God's salvation and deliverance from the Egyptians. But the story doesn't end here. You see, in Revelation chapter 15, verses 2 to 3, the Bible tells us that the redeemed at the end of time will once again sing the song of who, everyone? Of Moses and the Lamb referring to Jesus. So it's not just an experience that they had with, such as the time of Moses, but they had the experience of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. In other words, the songs we sing today are rehearsals for heaven. The songs we sing today are rehearsals for heaven. Every time we sing about God's faithfulness, Christ's sacrifice, or the hope of salvation, we are preparing our hearts for the eternal song of victory. Heaven is not silent, friends. Heaven is filled with praise and worship. So when we truly keep a song in our heart, we are aligning our lives with the worship of heaven itself. This morning, as I close, if music guards the heart, or if it guards the mind, and if music lifts the heart, and if music prepares us for eternal victory, then let us be intentional to keep the right song in our hearts. Not just on Sabbath, not just during special music, but throughout the week as well. I want to end with a story. It's a true testimony that happened to me in Bakersfield, California. How many of us have ever been to Bakersfield, California? Well, a lot of hands here. And I wanted to share this story. It was about 7 p.m. at night, and I was canvassing in Bakersfield. How many of us have ever been canvassing before? All right, I see some hands. Canvassing is not the work for everyone, but it is preparation for lines of ministry. And I was canvassing, and I was actually doing big books. And for those of us who don't know what big books, it's the big Arthur Maxwell books, right? The children's story sets, the children's books. And so I was going door to door and showing these books to people in my neighborhood. But that night specifically, or that day, I was very discouraged. You see, I was knocking on doors all day and no one accepted or no one opened the door and talked to me and accepted it. In fact, I was rejected the whole entire day. How many of us have ever experienced rejection before? Is it fun to experience rejection? No, it is probably not fun. But as co-porters, you're kind of used to being rejected most of the time. And so this whole day, hadn't had a sale, hadn't had any people that wanted to sign up that or that was interested. And at the end of the day, I looked at my gas tank, and it was kind of on empty. And I was like, I didn't sell anything, Lord. What am I going to do? I hadn't even eaten. How many of us have ever had dinnerless nights? So I was about to have a dinnerless night. And all of a sudden, I'm walking back to my car. I'm very discouraged. And all of a sudden, I started to hear a little girl singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And at first, I kind of felt encouraged knowing that Jesus was using her to kind of lift up my spirits. But then God impressed on my heart to follow the music and to follow that voice. So I began to trace the sound, to trace the music, to trace the voice. And it grew louder and louder. And I came to the house at the front door, and the front door was wide open. And I looked, I peeked inside, and there she was, a little girl singing to her entire family. When I approached the door, the father welcomed me and asked me, what was I doing? I told him I was just selling Christian books about Jesus to raise funds for school. Then the little girl turned to her father and said, Daddy, Daddy, can you please get these books for me? I want those Jesus books, Daddy, please. And the father replied, sure, honey, we'll get those books for you. And by the end of the evening, he had purchased all the children's Jesus books that she wanted. It was a powerful reminder that night that sometimes God uses the simplest song to open hearts and to guide us exactly where he wants us to be. Again, I want to end with a question that I asked you all in the beginning. What song are you keeping in your heart today? What are we beholding when it comes to music? And is it shaping us for better or for worse?
Please stand for our closing hymn, When We All Get to Heaven, 633. We're going to be singing all stanzas. When we all get to heaven, what a glorious day will be.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when troubling days are over, not a shadow, not a sight. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold.
tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Loving Father in heaven, help us to keep the right song in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.